We're holding on to Tech Siding. And we're five lines down right there in the middle of the line. You boy, though. So we've been talking about how to construct the Mayimama Orim. And we said that you have, the last thing we learned in the Mishnah was that you have to take the offer, that is, and that's the Lashon of the Pasuk, offer mikarka mishkan. And we said, last thing we said was that we had a machloket about whether you're supposed to put it there, if is it there, or according to Mandi Yomer, can we bring it in from outside? And so the question today that the Gemara raises is, how about if Ein Sham Afar, Mao Shitein Efer? Question is whether the term Afar, as it's talking about, particularly in this case, as it's talking about Karka HaMishkan, which is certainly natural earth. The question is whether in this case we could use Efer, could we use something that was burned and substituted for the Afar if we don't have any Afar that was dug up. So Aliba de Beit Shammai Loti Ba'ilah. Certainly according to Beit Shammai, in other circumstances where we have the same problem of Afar, because after all, this is not only the only place where you're supposed to be using Afar. V'chitzahu be'Afar is a b'nei kisui adam. So for Shechita of an O, for Shechita of a Chaya, Torah says specifically covered with Afar. Beit Shammai says over there, Afar is Afar. And you cannot use Efer. And the truth is, as we'll see later on, oftentimes the Torah does use the words interchangeably. There's clearly places like that. We'll get to it. Nonetheless, Beit Shammai asserts over there that in the Din of Kisui Adam, Afar does not include Efer. So the same thing would certainly be true over here, because in this case it's even worse, because it specifies Mikarka Mishkan, and that's certainly not built on Efer. But Kitibayu Chacha Aliba de Beit Hillel, the Amru Matzinut, Efer Shekurui Afar. Beit Hillel holds when it comes to the Kisui Adam that you can use Efer, because Afar and Efer clearly used interchangeably in certain places. For instance, by the Parah Aduma, it talks about V'lakhu Latamei Mi Afar Srefat Aparah. There's no such thing as the Afar Srefat Aparah, there's the Efer Srefat Aparah. Nonetheless, it's referred to in the Pasuk as Afar. Comes along Beit Hillel and says that, you can sit next to me if you like. Yeah, you could, but of course then you can't escape easily. But it's okay. You can take one of those white chairs. So, but when it is, what would Beit Hillel hold when it comes to the dinim of Sota? Would he say that it's the same by Kisui Adam, that Efer and Afar are interchangeable, or not? Do we say that Afar got the Ikri Afar, even though normally we do find Efer and Afar used interchangeably? But since over here the Pasuk also adds Bekarka HaMishkan, so Afar Bekarka HaMishkan Kti, which couldn't possibly be Efer, so then perhaps it's Dafka Afar? Or Dilma, Hai Bekarka HaMishkan, or maybe actually the words Bekarka HaMishkan are coming to teach me not that it has to be literally earth, but rather to tell me one of the two halachot that we learned yesterday, either Lekidisi ben Yehuda or Lekidisi ben Menachem Yehuda. As yesterday at the end of Amud Veit, we had the two shitot. Isi ben Yehuda said that the additional words of Karka Mishkan comes to include Mishkan Shiloh, Noven Givon, or according to Rashi, just the Beit Olamim. But that was a ribuy. It wasn't there to be Mamayat Efer. And according to the shot that we had originally brought, which was the machloket, where can you bring in Afar from elsewhere? So it's coming to tell me that you can bring in Afar from elsewhere, which is the Isi ben Menachem that we had. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's only Afar and not Efer. We have other uses for the meaning of that Pasuk Karka Mishkan. But what's the difference? Tashma says the Gemara, let's bring a raya from the following. It's a really brilliant raya. Adam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Bishloshan Mikomot Halakha Okevet Mikra. You find three places where the Halakha, the Moshe Misinai, completely obviates the meaning of a pasuk and twists it around and uses it in a completely different way. What are those three places? Well, one of them is, the Torah says, Be'afar. And that sure seems to mean Be'afar. And that's talking about the Chisahu Be'afar, the din of Shechita of Of, and Shechita of Chaya. And the halacha comes along and says that the din is that you can use Ephraim, halacha, called Davar. HaTorah Rabit Ta'ar. Now, the Torah specifies that the din of a Nazir is specifically Ta'ar. You have to use a Ta'ar halacha, as we saw, B'chol Davar. There's no din specifically of using a Ta'ar. The Ta'ar was coming to tell me the din of the Mitzorah. Well, it was in my focus, actually, we had before. But according to Mandioma, now Torah Amra Sefer, when it comes to giving a date, so the Torah specifies Sefer Kritut, comes along the halakha and says, no, you can write it not on a Sefer, you can write it on even on a leaf, for that matter. And Sefer is Sfirat Varim. It's not a halakha specifically in using cloth the way you would use for a Sefer. Now, I mean, if your side of the question that the Torah says over here, Afar, Karkaha Mishkan does not mean Afar Karkaha Mishkan. And it would include Efer. So we have another example where the Torah is saying one thing and comes along, now the halakha says the opposite. What do you say about that? So since we left out this case, here we have a case of a halakha. Whatever the halakha is, in this case, the halakha, wherever the halakha is derived from, it doesn't necessarily have to be halakha l'Moshe Mishinai. So you can have halakha that's derived. Here we would derive it from the way that the Torah interchanges Efer and Afar. And the halakha is basically okay with it and says that you could actually use Efer. So im ita l'kshor nami hai, why not include this case as well? Since this case is left out, it's clear that this case doesn't exist. Or it would have been here. So it must be that since it says karka mishkan, it means exactly what it says. It has to be Afar, you cannot use Efer. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. Maybe Tana Mashiach. Maybe it's not listing all of the cases. Now, even though it says there are three cases, it certainly sounds like you mean what you say. But the truth is, as Tosis points out, you don't always mean it what you say, even when there is a number that's given. It's only when the number is referred to as being central to the point that you're making. And he brings a couple of examples of that. Where the Braita goes out, or the Mishnah goes out to say, and you cannot say four because it's only three, or something like that. So then we would be indeed stuck with the fact that it says three. But you can use a number to talk about the number of examples that you want to bring. And so if we could find another case, well, obviously we're not going to leave out one case if we're listing all the other cases, but if we could find another case that is left out, so then it wouldn't be so terrible to claim Tana Vashia. The Tana lists three cases, but there's actually other cases. Ask the Gemara, so it did my Shia, the high Shia, what else was left out? You certainly can't say we left out only the case that's convenient for you to claim that we didn't write. Well, how about the Mitzorah? Shia Mitzorah, the Tana. Vaya Bayoma Shivi'i, Yigaleach et Kol Saro. Now, Kol Saro is a cloth. All of your hair. Then it says, Ed Rosho, Ved Zikano, Ved Gabotina. So his head, his beard, his eyebrows. Okay, that's a prop. Then it goes, Ed Ved Kosa Roy Galea, to make another cloth. So you have a cloth, brother cloth. The rule of a cloth, brother cloth is cloth, brother cloth, Iata Danelaka in a prop. So now we mean to include all things that are similar to the three things that were noted. And the three things that are noted are, what is their common denominator? Ma'afrat mefurash, makom kinus sa'ar. The examples given are all places not of gentle hair growth that runs across the surface of the body in general, but rather refers to a place which the hair grows from specifically, so that it's all gathered together in one place. So that's kinosar. Furthermore, these are all places that are uncovered. So not uncovered by clothes, but uncovered by skin. So you can see that person is standing, you see his head of hair, and you see that there's hair there. In which case, af kol makom kinosar, which means that any place on the body where you have hair that is in one location and it's visible, standing normally. So ma ravi, so what would it include? Ravi saharaglayim, which is really a reference to pubic hair, it obviously doesn't mean the hair on the legs, because that's not a kinosar. That's just hair, loose hair, but it's not gathered all in one place. So it includes pubic hair, but it would not include mamiit, miit de beit hashefi. It would not include underarm hair, because that's not nirad. You'd have to lift up your arms in order to be able for somebody to see underarm hair. In which case, it's now mamayit, even beit hashefi. Certainly it's mamayit de kule gufe. It's from my regular body hair, even though that is visible, but it's like kinosea. So, what's the halacha? The halacha doesn't reflect that. The halacha is that Megaleach Gedalah, you turn the guy into a pumpkin, and we'd say like a freshly plucked chicken. So that means that you take a razor, you take off every last bit of hair that he has. Now, I'd explain that. Again, the halacha is now telling you, forget about what you thought the din was. The halacha is telling it's different than what you learned from the pasuk. So the halacha does megaleach gedalah. It's not, because the Mishnah says beferish. Bolo lakiva da mitzora ma'avir taharako bisaro. It's now time to cut the hair of the mitzora. You take a razor and it goes over his entire body. Ugatani seifa, and the seifa adds that biyom hashvi'i megalchot iglachat shniyah kitiglachat arishona. Even though it doesn't specify all of the klal prater klal in both cases. You, nonetheless, in both cases, you're going to shave the guy like a pumpkin. So he's going to be completely smooth. Isn't that another example? So therefore, we now have two things that were left out of. There are really five cases. We mentioned three. We left out two. Maybe. So we could have left out, if we left out the case of Mitzorah, we could have left out the case which Aliba the Beit Hillel would have allowed us to have Afer together with Ofer, and even though it's Okevet Halakha, but we're not listing every single case with Halakha is Okevet. We left out Mitzorah. We left out Beit Hillel's din about Ofer and Afer. What do you say about that? Avim Nachabai Yitzchak, I say about that that it stinks. Because that's not leaving anything out, and what are you talking about? Kiko Kleshiv Halakha Okevet Mikra. The whole Okevet Min Rabbana. Now, actually, probably the correct Lashon over here is not Midrabanan. The Lashon in Yerushalmi is Ha-Okevet Midrash. Because the Girsa that we have, the Rabbanan, actually is a tremendous kasha. And those Rishonim who claim that the that are learned from the Yud Gimel Midai Shatar Midrashish Path, which includes Klal Prado Klal, are d'oraita. Then here it says, here the Gemara is referring to it as a d'rabbana. And everybody asks this question. But the truth is that the girsa, the Yerushalmi, is midrash. In other words, we're talking about the halakha being okay, but the point that we're making is that you read the Chumash and you see very clearly what it's saying. It's saying X and you're saying Y. Now you can't tell me that a klal prado klal is very clearly what it's saying. Now, that's a whole drasha. That's a different idea. So therefore, this is not a good example of a Tana Vashir, because we would never have written a case like this, because it's not very striking at all, is it? That the halakha is coming to tell you that this whole fancy drasha of a klal prado klal, you can forget about it. So therefore, this is not a good shiur. Rav Papa says, I'll tell you another reason it's not a good shiur. What were the three cases that we had? All of them were cases where the halakha tells us forget about what it is that you know. The Torah says one thing, it says to use a sefer kritut. You don't need a sefer kritut. You can use an olive leaf kritut. So in other words, the halakha contradicts the meaning of the pasuk and completely obliterates its okevet, so it gets around the halacha. This doesn't get around the halacha, this makes it even worse. You thought you could get away with only cutting hair that was kinus and nira. And now this says, well, you can't get away with that. So if anything, it's not being okevet, it's adding. So how would you include that in a list of the three things that are okeveta, the din that you would have learned from the Torah, it's exactly the opposite. This is saying you can't get away just with what the Torah says. You're going to have to do more. And take off all of there. So it's not similar at all. Therefore, we do not have another case that we were mishayer. We can never say Tana Bashir if it's only one case. In which case, Beit Hillel cannot be viewed, over here if he includes Afer and Efer together, he cannot be viewed as being included possibly within cases with Alakaz or Kevet, so forget about it. So, Okevet ve'umosefeti, this case is adding Chumrah. It's not being Mekel at all. Ravashi Amar, Rav says, I didn't understand what the whole issue doesn't even sound even problem. Because Amat Nita Mani, the Mishnah that says over here, that we learned, the Braita that says over here, what defines the hair of the Mitzorah, was based on a Klal Prado Klal, right? So a Klal Prado Klal, that's all very nice. But it's Rabbi Yishmael who darshits Klal Prado Klal. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's really true that the Mitzorah would, in fact, not remove underarm hair, or would not remove stam body hair that wasn't kunus. And that's really true. But the part that says kidalat, where we had the Mishnah that says, well, it's not good enough, you're going to have to take off all of his body hair, that's going according to Rabbi Akiva, who's Dorish Ribui Umiyute. So we're not leaving anything out. You're wrong. It's not going according to Rabbi Yomar that we're leaving it out. Because if you darshan ribui umiute, remember that a ribui and a miut approach to the Drasha Satora in general does not see the Torah as being the definition of sets that are expressed by an example of the set, which is the idea of Klal Prado Klal. It views each halakha as taken in and of itself. A ribui means what it says, that it's inclusive. It says kol saro. Well, darn it, it means kol saro. It says, well, so then why are you defining it afterwards? Look, I'll tell you why we're defining it afterwards, but we're not defining, and we're not exampling. We're telling you a particular case in order for you to learn out not some other case. But we are certainly not attempting to define a set. That's how Rabbi Akiva views the entire Torah. Again, remember that Rabbi Akiva's approach always is prat, detail. That's the whole idea of the Yemei HaSfira. It's his approach b'chlal to the way in which the Torah speaks is not to try to reduce it to generalities and sets, which is the Dinei Klal Prado Klal. So according to him, we're going to darshan the saro, kol saro, in a completely different way, which would anyway have included all of the body hair of the Mitzorah. And therefore, you're asking from an example of Rabbi Yishmael, which you're saying, why didn't Rabbi Akiva include it? Well, why didn't he include it? Because he doesn't agree with it. According to him, it's not the din. But Enoch Hinami, we don't have a case of a halacha okevet. We just have a machloket, like any other machloket. I don't know what's bothering you. How does Rabbi Akiva learn it? The case of the lat money is Rabbi Akiva. The dorish ribuye umiyut, the tanya. Ve'haya bayom ha-shivi'i, yigaleach et kol sa'aro. Okay, now that's a ribuy. Kol sa'aro means everything. Then you list rosho, zikano, gabot enav. Okay, so you're telling me not something that is completely unlike those things. And then now, when you go at kol sa'aro yigaleach, you now have another ribuy. The way to look at it is you've got riba, miut, riba. The rule for that is riba hakol. So my riba, riba de kule gufe. It's now including all of his body here, which is the dalat. So you say, okay, but it has to be mayat something. It is mayat something. Nasal hair. Miut sar shebetor kachotam, which is the cloud, not similar to body hair. It's never visible. It's not something that people think about as being part of hair. It's cilia. That serves a completely different purpose, and therefore we don't view it the same way we would view the pubic hair, the body hair, the underarm hair that we've been talking about until now. And therefore, the mitzorah does not remove it. But according to him, in Okinami, you have to take the razor and be mavio called Bisara. Okay, so what's the bottom line, says the Gemara? Have we answered our question? Aliva the Beit Hillel. Can you use Efer instead of Ofer in order to put into the Mayim Hamaorim of the Sultan? Because it says, what in the world just happened? We just proved that we don't have another thing to exclude. So if we don't have another thing to exclude, so then the raya that we had stands, right? We brought a raya. If Beit Hillel would have held that you could use Efer, then that's an example of a halakha that's okefet the Mishnah, the Mikra. So why doesn't it say it? Normally at the end of this, you would expect to hear Shema Mina, so now we know. Instead you say, so what's the bottom line? What's that supposed to mean? What's the bottom line? Well, because this does this, look, it's not absolutely clear that Rav Pope is right about this. It's not absolute. These are possibilities. But, I mean, it could be that it is a shear. You can't bring me an absolute proof from this because you cannot prove that the meaning of the three cases is dafka, that it has to be okevet and not musefet. You can't prove that the case over here is badafka going aliv and Rabbi Akiva. Maybe even Rabbi Yishmael agrees. So what's the bottom line? Well, says the Gemara, bring your riots to what the bottom line is. Toshma. Yomer Avuna Barashi Amarav Ein Sham Afar Mevi Rak Vuvit Yerek Umekadesh. Ah. So, apparently you can use rotten vegetables. That's definitely Mayim HaMa'orim. You take rotten vegetables, you can put it into the water, and, I mean, you put it down on the Mishkan, obviously, and then you take it, if you're over there, it has to be Bikaka Mishkan. So then you take it out and put it into the Mayim, and you're Yotze. So, I mean, obviously, Efer is not going to be any different than rotten vegetables, right? I mean, I think. Says the Gemara, no, Velohi, that's not really a good proof. Because the truth is, rotten vegetables ultimately become part of the soil. But ash doesn't. So Mamela, it may well be that Afar might go so far as to include something like rotten vegetables. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you could use Afar. Therefore, says the Gemara, we still don't have a raya because Velohi, Rafuvid Yerek Hudavoy Afar. It's only the Rak Vavit of Yerk that's included in Afar because it becomes Afar. Masha Inke Efer lo avi Afar. Ash does not become Afar, and therefore could be that it would still be excluded. Continues the Mishnah, you use enough Kidei Shigera al Hamayim. So you need to have enough Afar for it to be visible on the water. Tanur Rabbanan. Shlosha Tzerkim Shigera U. There's three things where we make a mix, where we expect to be able to see what it is that we put onto the water. We have the Afar Sotan, which is what the case we just talked about, the Afer of the Para, which is mixed in the water, and we have the rope of the Yevama. When the Yevama spits, she spits La'enei HaKohen, which means it has to be Roka Nir'et La'enai. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru, Av Dam Tzipor. The dam of the tzipor that is shachut now into klicheres al mayim chayim, which is used in order to be metaher the mitzorah, that's the first stage of his tahara, that also has to be visible on the water. My time to Rabbi Yishmael, the ktiv, Rabbi Yishmael says, look, it says in the pasuk that you take the tzipor achayah together with the eight eres and the ezov, the shnitolat, and you put it now to valotam, bedam hatzipor hashkuta al hamayim achayim. So what does that mean? Dam hatzipor al hamayim achayim means, if we're repeating it, that you've got to be able to see the dam hatzipor al hamayim achayim. And therefore it's teaching me as follows. As the Braita says, v'tanya, bedam. Let's see what if you said bedam. So yoko bedam v'lo b'mayim. You might think you should dip now the living bird into the dam, but not into the water. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Pasuk makes it very clear that it needs to be now al hamayim as well. So, can't mean that. On the other hand, let's say that it said, the mayim, b'mayim, yoko b'mayim v'lo b'dam, Talmud Lomar b'dam. So therefore, the only explanation is, okay, it's a mevim mayim, shedam tzipor nikar behem. So you have to bring now the amount of water in which you would still be able to see the dam of the tzipor, which is how much? Revi'it. So you take a revi'it of water and mix the dam in it, and you can then put in the other bird and the Ezov and the Shlitolad. Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would disagree and say that there is no halakha, that it has to be seen like that. They say, oh, well, look, I don't understand. Why does it mean exactly what it says? You would not have known if it wouldn't have been for that pasuk. You wouldn't have had the slightest idea that you're supposed to take a bird and dip it into dam mixed with water. So that's all it's telling you. It's not telling you how much dam in the water. So when you need a goofy, you need to know that you're supposed to dip in dam and water. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I do not need it to tell me that. Because then all it needed to say was, after telling you that you're supposed to take now the tzipor achai, it says yikach otam, it says the ingredients. Eitz erez, shlitolad, ezov, v'taval otam bedam tzipor ashkuta, ala mayim achayim. But it already said to take it now and put it on the water. So what else does it mean? Lichta rachman, all you needed to say was, v'taval bahem. You took it, now dip the bird in it. Badam of Amayim Lamalik. What's this repetition of dam and mayim? Must be to tell me that it has to be nikar. So you need to have a proportion of dam and mayim that it's visible. Whereas the Rabbanan say that's not true. Let's say that the Torah would have said v'taval b'dam. I would have said havamina ha'ilu fudet v'ilu fudet. I'm sorry, v'taval b'hem. I would have said v'taval b'hem. Fine, I will be. I'll dip the bird in the mayim, I'll take it out, and I'll dip it in the dam. So now, was I v'taval b'hem? Yeah. So who says it has to be mixed? Therefore, you have to repeat in the mayim and the dam to make it clear that you're talking about doing it at the same time. Therefore, katav rachman b'dam b'mayim, meaning la'arvan. But that's all it means. All it means is make sure that they're mixed. It's not coming to tell you how much they're supposed to be. Rabbi Shmuel, no, v'arvan. I know that from the other pasuk. The pasuk says clearly, v'shachat et tzipor achat el klicheres al mayim chayim. Okay, what does that mean? It means to do the shvita on the water. So obviously the blood now is going to drain into the water. So now that means that they're mixed. There's no way to do it separately. If that's the case, why mention each one separately, the dam and the mayim? That must be coming to tell you that it has to be nikar, like I say. Says the Rabbanan, not necessarily. All it says is on. It doesn't say in. So on means you take the container of water, you shift the bird over the water, but of course you hold the vridim, which are the blood vessels in the neck. You take a cup and you let the blood go into the cup. And then you put the cup down, and then you put the living bird into the blood and into the water, separately. So I still need to know that you're supposed to put them together. I mean, very often we'll collect the blood in a cup when we're doing Aveda, so why not do it here? Therefore, we don't see, say the Rabbanan, where you get the idea that it's supposed to necessarily be Nikar. So Kamashmala, that we don't do that. So Avami, let's just see that inside. So I would have thought, I'll do the shkita next to the water, but let me hold now the blood vessels, and I will collect the blood now in another container. And that's all it teaches you. Rabbi Yirmiyah had a tendency to not like these kind of shiurim. And they actually threw him out of the base of Medrash when he finally asked the question about how about 1 foot in and 1 foot out, about how far a bird will walk away from its nest. They said, that doesn't. So in this case, he doesn't like the idea that you give a shear of a revi. He says, what is Rabbi Shmuel talking about? I mean, and what about if now it's like a really big bird, you know? You ever watch Sesame Street? I mean, you shuck that thing and you put it into the water. I mean, how much? All you're going to see is Nam. Where's the mine? So then over there, it's Madeka de the mine. Or how about if this tiny little birdie, and you shuck this birdie, and then all the blood gets now mixed in the water to the point where all it does is creates a color, but it's, you can't tell that it's blood. So how about if it's Nitchet Bifnei HaMayim? Mao, how about that? Says Rabbi Zera, how many times do I have to tell you? Just going outside of the boundaries of the way we do things. Look, the idea of the Rabbi'i is because we use the Tzipor Dror. The Tzipor Dror is a shiur. The Rabbanan were Mishaer that a Tzipor Dror simply does not have big birds. And therefore, Ein Lecha Gedola, Shemadech Adam is a type of bird. So there are no individuals that are large enough to be Matka Aravias of Mayim. And you have no individuals of Tzipor Dror that are Ktana, Shinit Teit Mitei HaMayim. Stop asking theoretical cases. And Rabbanan. Hikdim afar lemayim pasuk. If you put the afar in first, and then you put the mayim in, then it would be pasuk, because it says alamayim. It says elamayim akayim. So that means you have to do it that way. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says no, it's okay if you do it the other way. He's a makshir. My time at the Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get that from? Rabbi Shimon says, look. You have the same idea by the mechatat, right? Where you have to mix the ash and the water. Now, for some reason, the Torah doesn't use the word ash, even though it is ash. And as we said earlier, it uses the word afar, even though there is no afar for a parah adumah. So why does it do that? So I want to tell you something. It says, now, that's basically my DX, says Rabbi Shimon. Vitali, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Vichi Afaru, Valo Eferu. So explain to me why the Torah would call ash dirt. Shinakatuv b'mashma'ov. So the Torah went out of its way to change the meaning in order for you to immediately go, ding, that reminds me of the other case where I mix Afar and Mayim. The other case where I mix Afar and Mayim is the case of the Sota. Huh? Now, if that's the case, so it's Ladune Menug Zera Shava, it's to teach me, Ne'emar Kan Afar. So it says, in this case, Afar. He's talking about the case of the Srefat Aparna. But Ne'emar La'alan Afar. It's talking about Afar in the case of the Sota. So Ba'alan Afar Agabe Mayin, Afkan Afar Agabe Mayin. So therefore, in the same way, that the Torah goes out of its way to talk about putting the afar on the water, so it would be okay here too if you did it that way. Umakan hikdim afar lamayim kasher, and in the same way I learn out the afar pora from the afar sotah, I do it in the other direction too. Just like over here, a way that lechatchila the Torah presents it is to first put down the afar and then put in the mayim. So. And that's kosher, that's a chatchila way to do it. So af lahalan, therefore, by the mesotah. Maybe it's not the way of chatchila to do it, but if you went ahead and did it that way, ikdim afar lamayim kasher. Hey, just, how are you so sure that that's done by the paradum? How do we know by paradum how we're supposed to do it? Well, because trei kroi ketive is actually two different psukim. One of the psukim says, "V'lakula tamei me'afar srefat achatat, v'natan alav ma'im chayim el keli." Okay, so that means it's supposed to be pouring the water over the afar, which is really the afar. Now, on the other hand, see, from there you see that on the that afar goes first, and yet the other pasuk says that you're supposed to take now. V'natan alav mayim chayim el keli. Mayim chayim el keli means that the water is put directly into the kli and nothing is between the water and the kli, which means it's the first thing into the kli, not the second thing into the kli. So clearly it means that it would be kosher, right? So if that's the case, So let me just see Allah, Alma Efra Beresha, Mayim Chaim Akeli, Alma Mayim Beresha. Okay, so what is that telling you? It's telling you Ratza Zenotain, Ratza Zenotain. You could do it either way. And since it's using the word afar, comes to tell me that a sotah can also do it either way. Rabbanan is saying no. El Keli is essential. You have to put the water in Mayim Chaim El Keli. That's got to come first. Now, the Alav, when it says Natan Alav the Efer, that is only coming to tell me La Arvan. You have to mix them. And you can't just let the ash sit there. Well, how do you know? Maybe the Alav is Dafka. And El Keli simply means not to take it out of some other kli. So it means take the Mayim Chayim directly into this kli by not picking up the water with something else and not pouring it in the air. So to eat the chiyutan bikli. No, say the Rabbanu, we don't believe that. Because Mamatino bechol makom makshir lamala. Is it not true that by sotah, the pasuk is very clear that you're supposed to put the makshir, that which makes the water active. What makes the water active? The afar. So where does it go? It says to put the afar onto the mayim. If that's the case, it makes much more sense to say that here too, the makshir is a mala. So you have the water, and then you have the catalyst of the water for whatever it is that it's of whatever purpose it's supposed to serve. So in the case of the afar sotah, it's the catalyst for the water to be mayim ha-ma'orim, to be barik the sotah. And in the case over here, it's the catalyst of this mayim to be able to be mayim chayim that's actually going to be metayer to me'im. It makes more sense to say that the Torah would be consistent in terms of how to view the relationship between the material that you're using as a matrix and then the catalyst that makes that work. So in both cases, it makes more sense to say the one that's dafka is the one that's telling me that the makshir is lamala. But you have two cases in the Torah where you're using water, regular water. In both cases, Mayim Chayim, and something is put into it to make that water do something. So in the case of the Parah Adumah, it's the ash of the Parah. In the case of the Sotah, it's the Afar of the Mishkan. If it says clearly, say the Rabbanan, the Afar of the Mishkan, that's supposed to go on top of the water, and you have two psukim by the Parah Adumah, and you don't know which one is be'ikar, which one is used for another drasha. So it makes sense that in both cases, it's similar. You have something that you're using which only works if something else is in it, that the something else that's in it is put on top. If you have the Mayim Chayim El Keli. So therefore, we all, that always the makshir goes on top. And the other one we use for none, as you say, but for arvan. Make sure that you mix it. And don't just leave it there. Rabbi Shimon says, but Lamaisa the Hekish is telling me that the two dinim are the same, and over here I have two psukim which tell me I have an option. I'm doing it either way. It's good. It is good. Ain't shom afar maushitin efer. So a little bit of a shom, my lord, to be a look at Amir Lamed, to be a off, or to give a look at Amir Lamed, to be a look at Amir Lamed, to be off, or my. Alpha gav the ikre afar hacha bekarka mishkan ktiv, and therefore it's not like kisei adam. Odilma hai bekarka mishkan is only coming to tell me the pisi ben Yehuda or isi ben Menachem to be marv in the Beit HaMikdash. Perhaps to tell me that you can bring it in from outside, but not to tell me it has to be dirt. Tashma. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Rabbi Yishmol B'shol Shem Mekamot Al Hacha Kevet Mikra. For instance, HaTorah Amra Biafar, Balakha says Bekol Davar, by kisei adam. HaTorah Amra Sefer Baget, Malacha is b'kol davar. And we have also, did I skip a case?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did. Sorry. Yeah. Torah Amra B'tar, and Alak is b'kol davar with the Nazir. Hatomra is sefer b'git, Malacha b'kol davar. Me'imita likshov namihai, and tanev ashir, my shidai shir, shir b'tzorah, the tanev ayav yom ashvig alecha kol saro kla. Roshav it's gonna be kabotin av prat. Kol saro yalecha zav kolal. Rule is, law of Prat or Klaw, we have to that elegant a Prat, my Prat, before she woke up Kino Sear Veneer Air, Afko woke up Kino Sear Veneer Air, my Rabbi, Rabbi Sear Haraglaim, my Miate, Miate, Beta Sherki, the Kulagufi. Whereas the Aloha says that you have to be a Galech and get a lot. It's not. Bolo la Kifat Amitsora, Mahavir Tar al Kovisaro, the Katoni Sefa, Ubayoma Shvi, Migal Kot, Tiglaka Chnaki, Tiglaka Rishona, Omra Dak by Yitzhak, that's not called a Shear. Kikor Koshi Velachal Kevet Mikra. When over here, it's only El Kevet the Drasha, and not the Mikra itself. For Papa Amar, it's not a Shiur for another reason. Kikor Koshi Velachal O Kevet Vel Keret. But over here, it's Alacha that's O Kevet the Mosefeti. Rav Ashi says it's not a Shiur because it's a Machlokas, for God's sake. Amat Nita Mani, Rav Yishmael, who just Darshit Klal Uprat. Whereas the Mishnah that talks about the lot is money, Rabbi Akiva, who darshins Rabbi Umiyute, Titania. Okay, what's the bottom line? No, I have a lot of shma. Dobre v'nabarashem rav, ain't shom afar. Maybe Rak Vuvid Yerek Umekadesh. Doesn't that prove it? No. Doesn't. Lowy, because Rak Vuvid Yerek, Hudavoy Afar. But Afer is never going to be Afar. Today she yere alamayim, Tanarabana Shoshitzikim, she yere uefer satay for parav, rok yevama. Mishumri Rishwal, Omri, you have to add also the Dama Tzipor of the Mitzorah. My time the Rishwal, the Kivet of Valotam, the Dama Tzipor, Tanya. If it would have just said Bidam, I would have said Bidam below the Mai. Talmud Lomar B'mayim. On the other hand, B'mayim Yochab B'mayim V'lo B'dam. Talmud Lomar B'dam. Our Ketza may be Mayim Shdam Tzipor Nikorban, which is what? V'kama Revi'it. When the Rabban would say, why does it just mean exactly what it says? Aula Gufe. All it's saying is, V'ki Kama Rachmana. Atzu B'dam U'B'mayim together. Says Rabbi Shmuel, well, what do you think? Obviously you have to do that. Because, I mean, Imkein L'Torek one of it, Tavah B'hem. Why do I need to mention again, Dam U'mayim Lomali? Must be to tell me that it has to be Nikar. Say the Rabbanan, no. If it just would have said V'tavah Bahem, it could have just been referred to a plural of two units. So I mean, I look today. Got the Rabbanan of Adam of Amayim La'arvan. The Mishmael says, no, La'arvan I know, from the fact that it says V'shachat Tziporachat Ala Mayim Akayim. Akul Keras Amayim Akayim. Rabbanan, no, because Ime Ahuav Avinashkei Samach Lamana, V'in Ketinu Levridim Lekavlin Adam B'mana Akrinam, Kamash Malan, Boy Mene Rebir Member of Zerah. How about if it would be so big, it would be Matechat HaTamayim? How about if it would be so small, it would be Nidfei Pitei HaMayim? How? Oh, Malay, I've told you a million times. The Tzipor draws Shir Ruch HaKomim, and there ain't no such animal, man. Ein Lecha Gedola Shematechat HaTamayim, the Ein Lecha Ketana Shnidfei Pitei HaMayim. Tana Rabban, Negdim, Ofer LaMayim Pasul, Rabbi Shimon Makshir. My time in Rabbi Shimon, the Kdei V'Lakul HaTamei, Me'afas Rifat HaKatat, therefore, it must be that Shina Katub B'Mashmuel Aduni Menuk Zereshova. Ne'emar Kan Afar V'Ne'emal Alam by Sota Afar. Ma'al Alam Afar Agabi Mai B'Firush. Af Kan Afar Agabi Mai. On the other hand, Ma'kan Ikdim Afar L'Mayim would certainly be Kasher. Af La'alan Ikdim Afar L'Mayim it's Kasher. And how do you know by the Parah Aduma that that's true, that it's Kasher V'Atam in Alam? Because Shreiko Ektive. Ktiv Alav Alma Eifabereisha. It was supposed to mayim alav, ukti mayim chayim al keli, which is mashmal mayim inspiration. Therefore, it must be that it's up to you. Or ketzav ratzah zenotin, ratzah zenotin. Rabban would say, no, that's not true. El keli is dafka. The only reason it says alav is to make sure that it's well mixed, that it's la'arva. How do you know that? Ve'ima alav dafka. El keli might just mean shetei yutan bikli. No. Doesn't mean that, because Mama Tina Bukoma Komakshila Mala, Afkan Makshila Mala.